Well, the reforms in the state's fishing industry have left many fishermen in a state of flux. Some have left and others have been forced to buy more quota. So at 90 years old and a lifetime in commercial fishing, why would you want to build a brand new prawn trawler? After starting his fishing life in Sydney's waters, Ross Miller has built and run fishing vessels from Coffs Harbour, and Mike Kavanagh caught up with him while working on his latest and newest venture.
Well, normally in the old days we built what they termed round bilge boats, which was sort of more on the climb for southern fish trawl. They could roll, but up here they built what we call a chine boat or a paling fence, and chine boat is in a sense doesn't have the roll, but it's got very good stability.
The boat you're building, it's still essentially a steel shell. Why go and build a boat of 15 metres plus to put to sea when you're 90?
I'm building this for my son. This will be the last boat I ever build, because I don't think I could take on another one. He's had the opportunity previously and sort of rejected it, but I think he's seen the light now and wants to go fishing. This will give him something to remember me by, if nothing else.
We're inside of the ocean where the boat's being built, but it started its life in an area where there's not much ocean. It was being built in the cotton country of Western New South Wales.
I bought it from a learned gentleman out there whose son offered it to me, and he was the engineer in the cotton fields back home on the other side of Wee Waa. And I brought it in from Wee Waa, been working on it ever since for about the last 14 months.
You're not on the tools yourself these days, you're overseeing the job. How difficult is it to get people that have got the shipbuilding skills to come up with a trawler which is going to be predominantly for catching prawns?
Very, very hard indeed, because there are a few people around that have worked on larger ships and boats and things like that, but haven't had the experience to work on a smaller type of vessel like this. They have to be certificated boilermakers and blah, 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 all sorts of things, and there's a lot comes into this. It's just not just building a boat. With all the machinery today and what have you today that you have to have, theoretically nothing has been changed. The plans have been adhered to. It's going to be a bit of a job moving her out, of course, but anyway, when we do, we'll block the roads off and everything will be right, I hope.
Here you are, building a boat in partnership with your son at a time when the fishing industry is very much in a state of flux. You've got endorsements to be able to catch prawns. You can then also obviously bycatch such things as squid, cuttlefish and octopus. Why would you be encouraging your son to go back into the industry when so many people are leaving it because they reckon that the reforms just are making it too hard?
Well, this is very, very true. I mean, if you were to look at the quota, which is going to kill this industry, it killed the industry as in the cannery in South Australia because of quota, and it killed the cannery in Eden because of quota. This quota is going to decimate the fishing industry.
Why get into it then?
Well, I'd already started when this system came in. I'd been in it over 18 months before they'd laid down their law and said this was what they were going to do.
Well, you're going to be predominantly fishing for prawns, and that's governed by how many nights on the water. Given the prices of prawns and the nights that you and your son will be allowed on the water, and this is a substantial investment, will it be covered?
Should be on the prawns, only just. What actually transpires with this, I have double the amount of requirements held in shares, which I pay for every year and have done so for 4 or 5 years or more. As such, I think I should be entitled to more quota. But they put a rule in without giving us any information on it before they did, that you had to submit a catch record up to 4 or 5 years, and I was just outside the effort. So I didn't get what I thought should have been the right thing. I don't think people would want to enter the trade because of these quotas and that they've instigated at the present. It's only on trial. And I hear that because the people haven't got the quotas to keep the red spot whiting and the flathead, that there's boxes and boxes and boxes of this fish are being tipped over the side of boats.
Looking at the vessel at the moment, it's still a long way off from being launched. Would you, in that time before you actually get it out onto the water, would you consider looking at other endorsements apart from your prawns?
Well, no. What I have, I've got double the amount of shares that is required to participate in the industry, which theoretically gives me 3.5 nights a week, which is the way things do work. Over a year, we find that 3.5 nights a year is about the average nights that we manage to work, because you do all sorts of systems.
What makes a good boat builder?
Hard work, mate, hard work.
After a night on the water, what's your favourite way of eating a prawn?
Still boiled, but if I've got soft prawns, I peel them and I fry them. I put them in batter and stick them in the fry pan, and that's the only way to go.